sleep. Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat. Just to make 80 years old. Oh man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old. Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on gang, let's swing and sway. Big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
We have those.
You are listening to WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. And if you're tuned in to hear Phil, well, Phil's not here today. My name is Lou Rollo, regular host of the Big Beat Show on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. And Phil asked me if I would take over for him today from 4 to 6 o'clock on his spot Friday, believe it or not, March 1st, 2002. And I'm honored to be able to do that. And I'm going to give you some of what I do on Thursday nights. The first hour will be all just doo-wop. I play rhythm and blues, rock and roll, sometimes gospel and sometimes soul, vocal group harmony. But today, this first hour will be all a type of vocal group harmony called doo-wop. I really hope you enjoy it as much as I know I'm going to enjoy doing this show for you today. We open up this afternoon's show with a group out of Jamaica, Queens, called the Tempo Tones, and the song was called Ride Along. It was issued on the Acme label about 1957, and we're going to do this for a little while longer. This next one issued in July of 1958, get that, 1958, on the Central label. The group was called the Laddins, and the song is Did It.
Boom, 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 did it. Children of my darling, you are
without you, sweetheart, my heart feels so much pain. For I'm in love, and you're to blame.
My baby, I love you so, so, oh, so much. I really need you. I thrill to your touch when you kiss, 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 kiss me, baby, children of my spine, oh, my darling. I love you, oh, my darling.
Lover, still a make-believe lover, is so much
There's some recordings that show some youthful exuberance. That we, by the way, we're going to hear from the Preludes, another youthful group, in a moment. But first, I want to tell you what we heard just now: "Make Believe Lover" by a group called the Debonairs, which was issued on the G label out of New York City in December of 1959. And before that, the Personalities on the Safari label, 1957. Gave us "Yours to Command," and we open up that big beat triple treat with the Latins on Central from July 1958. We heard "Did It." This is the originally the music of inner city youth, although it certainly has roots that predate that. But this particular style, doo-wop rock and roll music from Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, and a lot of other places. And right now, here are the Preludes.
Once I had an angel that lived.
Yes, and there's one of the first of the sweet romantic doo-wops that I have for you this afternoon. We just heard Do Not Forsake Me by the Young Hearts. What's one word on the label? From May of 1961 on a label called Infinity. And before that, on the Cub label, actually a subsidiary of MGM, from April of 1958, the Preludes gave us Vanishing Angel. Got some special stuff coming up for you a little while later. I think I brought everything with me that I'm supposed to bring. Maybe not. It's okay. But we'll get by. So right now we're going to go to something that was supposedly recorded in 1958, but just never issued. It was left in the can. Sometimes companies did that, you know, just never issued stuff. But it did come out in October of 1988 by a group that had three major doo-wop records back then in the 50s. This one was supposedly recorded at one of those sessions. Here's Norman Fox and the Rob Roys, and this is called Lover Doll.
Yeah.
Yeah, Don't Go, Baby. That was from September of 1959 on a label called World. That was The Penance, P-E-N-N-A-N-T-S, The Penance. That was Don't Go. And before that, Norman Fox and the Rob Roys on Backbeat, issued on Backbeat in October of 1988, but who knows when it was recorded. It was either recorded for the Backbeat label or the Capitol label. People say it was recorded for Backbeat, but it doesn't sound like it was recorded there. It sounds much more like the sound on the record on Capitol. Well, who knows? Lover Doll was the title of it, though, that we do know. Now, I'm going to take you to The Crests, one of the most famous of the 50s, early 60s vocal groups, The Crests. This is one that doesn't get played very much because it's the flip side of one of their very earliest records, recorded on the Joyce label in 1957. We're going to listen to The Crests right now with Wish She Was Mine, and right after that for Flo Fox in New York City, something by Eddie and the Starlights. But right now, The Crests.
Where of the Clickettes, and you're listening to the Big Beat Show.
Hi there, Clickettes. Good to have you here. That's Barbara English and the Clickettes, one of the great... I understand they're really outstanding lately. I haven't seen them in a while, but I've been told that some of their performances, that Barbara English really knocking the crowds dead, the Clickettes. But what we heard here was Eddie and the Starlights on the Scepter label from December of 1958 with a real New York Times Square classic called To Make a Long Story Short. And right now... Before that, we heard the Crest, of course. And right now, well, let me take a little time. My name is Lou Rollo. I'm filling in here this afternoon from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock for Phil, who's away. He'll be back next week. Nothing to fear. He'll be back next week. And what I'm doing here, I'm the regular host of the Big Beat Show on WRSU for actually 21 years in May, I guess. The end of May will be the 21st anniversary of the Big Beat Show, where we play vocal group harmony, groups only. From a cappella to doo-wop to old gospel to relatively new soul to stuff that's being made today. Mostly centered around the style of the 50s, but occasionally I'll take you back to the 40s to find out the roots of the harmony. It has a vast history, and even further back than that sometimes, so you can understand where this comes from and what we even have today. Okay, and I'm not counting the pop groups that are out there now, because... Their harmonies are, well, I guess, derivative, you might say, but not exactly with the same high quality, in my opinion now. It's not to put down anybody else's music. But not the same high quality of harmony and what harmony is with four or five voices. And to prove my point, as I just want to segue into the next recording, this one is by a group called the Shantons. And by the way, you know, there's probably hundreds of thousands of groups and records out there. This one on the Jaymar label, Jay-Mar. Came out in 1959. We're going to listen to a really nice song called To Be in Love With You.
To be.
You're the only girl that...
Just an awesome recording, and also one of those things that was unreleased for many, many years after it was made. That's a group called the Love Notes. That was recorded in 1957 for an independent, most of the time independent, record producer called Al Brown. That was his name. He did a lot of work. I mean, a lot of work with vocal groups in New York City in the 50s, and that's one of them. That was called Dream Girl. And it was not released until 1986, July of 1986. A lot of the stuff was just not commercially, or he thought at least, it wasn't commercially feasible. You know, have capital outlay and return was not there for him, so he just kept the stuff on tape in a can. And a lot of people, collectors and researchers, have discovered this type of material in the last 30 years, you might even say, and issued it now. A lot of it issued on CD, but that, of course, came out on vinyl in 1986 originally. And it's my pleasure to be here on WRSU on a Friday afternoon to play that for you. And the next thing I have for you, actually we're going to play both sides of this record, something that was recorded for another New York label called the Baritone label, issued in February of 1960. The group was called the Five Sounds, and we're going to hear first one side of the record called Good Time Baby. And then we'll flip it over and hear That's When I Fell in Love. My name is Lou Rallo. This is WRSU. And these are the Five Sounds.
rhythm as you move along.
You know, some records just never lose their luster. No matter how many times you listen to them, no matter how many times you play them, they always just grab you by the heart. And there's one of them right there, at least for me, The Explorers on Coral, recorded on my birthday in 1960, January 22nd, and issued at the end of that month, actually, on Coral. The Explorers gave us Don't Be a Fool. And before that, well, we heard the Five Sounds, and the Five Sounds, Good Time Baby, and that's when I fell in love. And right now, we're going to do a two-record set that has to do with crying, okay? So get out your roll of wipes, whatever you're going to use to wipe up the tears. The first one is called Crying Over You by the Nobels, from March of 1962. And then right after that, we're going to hear the Endorsers on the Moon label back in 1958, and something called Crying. So here's Crying Over You by the Nobels and Crying by the Endorsers right here on WRSU.
Teardrop, drop. Teardrop, drop. Send you away.
Boy, that got him out. Listen to that. The emergency vehicle's coming by here to see what the heck was that. That was just so good. The Endorsers, that's who it was. On the Moon label out of Newark, New Jersey, and that was called Crying. Man, that's that's another one. That's unbelievable. Then Crying Over You by the Nobels just before that, and from 1962, all right? On the MAR label, Mar. And now, let's see, with about 10 minutes left, that means three more records or so. I may go over a little bit because I got 2 hours. Second hour is going to be just oddball stuff. You might call them oddball, strange, or different. And I'm not talking about the disc jockey. I'm talking about the music I'm going to be playing in the next hour. A little eccentric. All right, that could be. You could call me that, too. Right now, we're going to go to something that was issued on the JJ&M label in May of 1962 and then reissued on the Candlelight label. Not much longer after that. Here are the Enchanters, and this is called Bewildered.
I'm so bewildered and don't know what to do.
Joys of love.
Yeah, you take that old Cora Lee by a little Bobby Rivera and the Hemlocks, you flip it over, and that's what you're going to hear. The Joys of Love on the Fury label, 1957. And the Enchanters with Bewildered from May of 1962. And it looks like we need rain around here, don't we? So we're going to get some rain tomorrow. Hopefully it's going to be a soaking rain. That is what they predict, only one day, though. But when we get that rain, we're going to walk in that rain.
Magic, it does nothing but give me a